is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we allow you to engage in there. You don't have to pay a membership fee. You just go and get interactive. Now, if you want to vote on the content there on the front page, you can vote up what you like and vote down what you don't. You can submit content right there to the front page of the site. You do have to take the time to have a freetalklive.com account and also a reddit.com account. You link the two accounts together in a very simple process, and it should be very easy for you to interact with the front page of the website. And when you submit stuff to the site, could be YouTube video, could be a blog post, it could be news item, whatever. You just submit it there, and others get to vote on it. You get to vote on things, too, all for free at freetalklive.com. We were talking about police corruption and what can be done about it, and I didn't feel like we got into too deep, or as deep as we should, as far as what can actually be done. I kind of threw out the Free State Project as this panacea of, just move to New Hampshire. Numbers will solve everything. That's kind of where I left off in the very last segment. And yes, numbers will make a big, big difference. It'll make a difference, one, on the street when it comes to police interactions. So the video that we were discussing last night and that Adam called in about from Baltimore tonight was of Baltimore County Sheriff's officers arresting a young lady, apparently, in the middle of a street in a college town about 20 minutes outside of Baltimore. And there was a videographer that was maybe about 12 feet away, according to Adam, who apparently has drank at the very same bars in this town, so he knows the area. So about 12 feet away, a guy with a video camera, and the cop threatens this guy. Cop gets up from his arrest, targets the cameraman, and threatens him, and is very, very rude, says the F-bomb at least a couple of times, and is very intimidating, gets up in his face, etc. Demands that he leave, tell him to shut the F up. And the behavior is clearly out of control and totally unnecessary on the part of the police officer. But what would change? All right, so if we had a second person in this situation, that cop would not have been able to be as intimidating to both of them, because he can only get up in one cameraman's face at a time. It's just not going to work out for him to split himself into more than one officer. And so that would mean a second officer would then at that point have to get up from the arrest. And as soon as you get enough cameras on the scene, the cops are going to be outnumbered completely. And they just won't do that stuff. If they don't have the numbers to control you, they won't even try. So numbers make a huge difference on the scene, number one. Number two, the other thing that can make a huge difference is the Free State Project. The idea is to bring 20,000 people here into New Hampshire to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. So first of all, we can see changes happening in the state house. We'll see, hopefully, repeals. There's been a proposal for decriminalization of marijuana this year that seems to be going well thus far. It hasn't gone through the House, but we're still working. It's still in action. There's a proposal for legalization still on the table that has not yet gotten completely through the House. It was voted and approved by the House, but it's now being reviewed by the House. They're going to vote on it again. So there's this long kind of political process.
Right, because they had to add the financial note and then send it through the Ways and Means Committee.
Yes, there's a bureaucratic process involved. But the point is that these things are moving forward, and they're moving forward because we've got liberty activists here who are making a difference. We've got people who are getting elected. So over time, as the 20,000 Free State Project participants make the move here, more and more influence. We'll start to have more influence in the state house. We'll see some of these bad laws being repealed to where, maybe if, let's say, this young lady was being arrested for marijuana or something stupid like that, well, then that arrest won't happen at all in the first place. So there'll be even less to pay attention to what the police are doing. Maybe they'll only start arresting people who deserve it, who are actually violent and a threat to others. That would be nice. So there's that possibility for change with the Free State Project. But another, I think, one of the most important and maybe undiscussed aspects of what can happen, and I think what will happen with the Free State Project, is we can change the narrative. Not just from the fact that we have our own media And, like, you know, Daryl, you do some radio shows. You do a TV show.
Yes.
I do this radio show. I program a radio network, et cetera. You know, we have this media that we're creating. You do a newspaper. So we can tell the story in the way that is accurate to reality. Instead of telling a story about how the police are heroes and how dare these activists and how dare this cameraman, you know, this police-centric, police-oriented, police-pro-police version of the events, we can talk about a more objective version of the events, publish objective video of those events, and show people what's really going on. And as people who are part of the Free State Project start to integrate into their communities, going to church or going to, you know, community groups, play groups, homeschool groups, etc., sports, whatever it is that people do with their free time, where they meet other people who aren't necessarily in the Liberty community. They meet just average folk from New Hampshire. There are plenty of people who've had bad experiences with the police. I mean, almost everybody at some point has been pulled over, and it doesn't feel good. Even if ultimately, after the pullover, you ended up with a warning and you kind of felt better about that, usually the initial pullover, the experience, the feeling that you get from having the cop with his lights on behind you, not a positive sensation. And if you're somebody who gets a real warm feeling in your stomach because of that, I'd love to hear from you. But most people I know don't feel good when they get pulled over by the police. So it's not uncommon for people to feel uncomfortable about the police. And it's becoming less and less common for people to be upset with the police for something they did to maybe a loved one or something they did to maybe them. Maybe it was busting a high school or college party or underage drinking party, which was completely unnecessary just because the cops wanted to do it just to screw with the kids in the town or whatever. There's no shortage of these stories. In fact, there's a shocking number of Americans who've been arrested, male Americans, even females, but males who've been arrested by the time they're age 23. We talked about those statistics recently here on Free Talk Live. It's almost 50%. So people have had bad experiences with the police, but the one thing is, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to do anything about their bad experiences because they don't want to have another one. People know that the police can be corrupt. They know that the police can be harmful. They can be threatening and dangerous. And that's why they don't want to take a stand against them. That's why they don't want to express how they feel to them. They just want to pay the fine, take the plea deal, and make it go away. And I don't blame anyone for that. But what happens if the conversation around the police becomes more common? Of the conversation about police corruption, investigating the police, keeping the police accountable, holding cameras. What happens if this becomes more of an occurrence amongst average people, where people become not so afraid of the police anymore, to where they're not afraid to, let's just say, express themselves to the police? Like, hey, officer, I don't appreciate what you're doing tonight, arresting that 18-year-old female for having an open container here in the college neighborhood. Who has she harmed? These are some of the things that cop blockers will do on a regular basis. But my point is, there's still not enough of that. If the police are getting feedback like that from the people that they're around, if the police start hearing from their neighbors, their co-workers, not necessarily co-workers, but the people they go to church with, or the people that they go to the gun club meetings with, or whatever it is the cops go and do. Obviously, in a lot of cases, they only hang out with their own clique. But inevitably, the police are in the community, too, and they are going to connect with average people. So what I'm saying is, if we can shift the average person from being timid about expressing themselves and their beliefs about what the police should be doing, like, oh, I don't know, going after real criminals, then that's when I think things are going to start to change. Aside from change the laws. Obviously, changing the laws would be a good thing, too, and that's, you know, we're working on that. But you also have to change the people in order to see the laws change as well. And so if people aren't afraid to say to the police, hey, that's wrong, you shouldn't do that. You should be leaving these college students alone. They're not hurting anybody. Hey, that guy, he just had a plant. Why are you messing with him? If they start hearing that from people every time they're making an arrest in public, it's going to grind on them.
Yes.
Because the police want to feel like heroes. They want to feel respected. So that's something that can change, I think, with the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org. You can go and learn more about it. There's more on the way. You can take control. Get some corrupt cops on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free lines. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got listening choices. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are available to you. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always playing on those streams. You can hear them anytime you want, day or night. Also, you can hear us on over 140 great radio stations across the country and beyond, actually. You can get a list of those stations at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening options, you'll get details on those, like the free-to-air satellite channel that we have. You can get those details, listen.freetalklive.com, plus our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com for more information on all of that. Coming up next week, we as in Mark, myself, and actually Stephanie and Brian are going to be out there as well, and in addition to dozens of great speakers at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin. I've never been to Austin before. Now, Daryl, you lived in San Antonio.
Yes.
For a while. Did you ever make it to Austin?
I made it up a couple of times.
Was it weird?
Fairly strange.
We'll find out. I've never been to Austin before.
It's where the state capital is, and any city with the state capital is always weird.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. So I've never been. I've been to Texas a couple times, but never to Austin, so I'm looking forward to it, especially given the supposed Liberty community that is there. So I know there's going to be a lot of Liberty people at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, folks like Ben Swan, Jeffrey Tucker, Stefan Molyneux, and then, of course, lots of Bitcoin people are going to be there as well, like Jason King. He is currently running across America, starting in Miami, and he's expecting to be in Austin at the time of this event.
Is he running or walking?
He's running.
Okay.
Yeah, he's this guy's serious. And so lots of Bitcoin people are going to be in attendance. There are going to be three tracks at any given moment, meaning three speakers from which to choose at any given time. And big announcements coming up as well for the Bitcoin universe at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You won't want to miss the hackathon. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can still get tickets online. You can get those all the way through Tuesday. TexasBitcoinConference.com, but time is running out. You can always walk up and buy your tickets at the door, but then you'll pay more than everyone else. So why not go and get them online at TexasBitcoinConference.com? It's March 5th and 6th, so it's a midweek event, which should be very interesting. And apparently South by Southwest is that very same weekend. So it's going to be a big, big weekend in Austin, looking forward to, or week rather, in Austin. Looking forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we go to Jay Noon, calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so about this police stuff, is one thing people don't realize is that every time they're enforcing some kind of traffic code or something, do I sound okay to you guys?
Yeah, you cut out for a brief moment, but you sound clean. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, they're enforcing these laws, or actually not even laws, codes, against persons. If somebody wants to take a minute and look up the definition of person, wherever they may be, whatever state they're on, you're going to see the definitions will say corporation. So in order to understand these codes a little better, take the word person and replace it with corporation.
Yeah, but Jay, come on. I've looked this up before. They don't always just say corporation. Sometimes the definition of person does talk about a natural human being.
Actually, I have not seen, as I was looking at the New Hampshire definitions last night, actually. So I'm going to do a little show with Derek Jay on Tuesday.
Okay.
Kind of about this stuff. And I have not found one statutory definition of person, including natural human being.
Hmm.
Not one. And I've looked at Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Colorado, New York.
Places, yeah, but it doesn't just say corporation. So, it says something else there, right? Like there's another.
Sure. New Hampshire actually says corporation or individual.
Yeah, there you go. Individual.
And another thing is, what's the definition of individual?
All right, what is it?
If you take the word individual and you split up, break it down into its root words, it is divide and dual, and the prefix of in meaning not or opposite of. So divide is a split in part, and dual is in law is two separate entities or two similar entities. So it's an indivisible dual is what individual means, and this is where the English language has been so perverted in the last 150 years. People don't even know the definitions of these words.
Jay, where are you getting the definition that individual means to divide a person in half?
No, a person is comprised of two entities. The all capital letters name, which would be, straw man's a wrong word to use, but which would be the fictitious persona or the nom de guerre, and the man or the woman. Now, what people understand, if these codes apply to men or women or the people, it would say that language in the motor vehicle code, for example.
Look, Jay, I've tried this stuff before, and I was put in a jail cell for trying this. I believe that you've done a lot of research in this, and we have had conversation after conversation, both on the air and off the air, about this. And I still want to have you come to New Hampshire courts and try some of this out. And I'm glad you're doing some research on the New Hampshire codes. That's very good. And I'm, as I said, if you go to a Keene area court, I'm more than happy. In fact, I'll probably come anywhere in New Hampshire if you happen to get arrested somewhere in New Hampshire. Or even if you just get a traffic ticket or something.
If he
like
got
that.
Arrested in Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, all the way up on the Canadian border, you know you'd be there.
I'd probably go up there to record Jay's hearing, because I want to see how you apply this information in a way that would actually be accessible to others and useful in a court. Because, okay, you've got your definition of individual, but that doesn't sound like the definition that you're going to find if you pull up a legal dictionary.
Actually, if you pull up a legal dictionary, and I'm going to quote it wrong, but in a legal dictionary, it's something to the effect of a person. Actually, Massachusetts is really good. In Massachusetts, it has a definition of a person is an individual, corporation, trust, society, and some other corporate thing. And then if you look up the definition of the word individual in the Massachusetts definitions, it says person, corporation, trust, society, and association.
So they define the word with itself, is what you're saying?
That's generally what they do.
The same circular thing.
Yeah.
So, but the point is these codes were created to regulate the creatures that the government created.
Which are corporations. Corporations are created by the government.
Yes, corporations, associations, societies, and trusts.
But what your argument is, though, is that you would have to preserve these points for appeal and then appeal to the Supreme Court, because you're going to lose at the district court level or the superior court level if you make it.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the thing. That's the thing I've never done. I've never done it because the appeals process is a huge hassle.
$250.
It's also costs money, and I don't like to give the state money.
Plus transcripts.
Here's a way to kind of do an appeal while you're in court. It's called a counterclaim. And this is how I would present this in court, is as a counterclaim. Now, my brother Christopher is actually doing a counterclaim right now on driving without a license. In Massachusetts.
All right. What you're going to have to show me is the video and the documentation rather than the theory, because we could talk all night about the theory. Jay, I look forward to hearing your episode of Peace News Now with Derek Jay, and thank you for the call tonight. There's more Free Talk Live on the way here in moments, 855, 450 free. It is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here. If you decide, you may do that. 855-450-FREE. Or you can sit back and listen. We'll talk at you. 855-450-3733. But we'd rather talk with you. So you can call in and join us. And you can join us on Skype. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but you can call us via Skype at username lrn.fm. That's user lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first. And then it'll be easy for you to get on with us on Skype. Just send that contact request. Again, user lrn.fm. Imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe and Bitcoin is removed from your Bitcoin wallet. It makes Bitcoin just as easy to use as money in the meat space world. This technology would be pretty awesome, right? And maybe it would be worth investing in? You can go and check out the Indiegogo campaign that will allow you to do so at mybtc.cc. That's mybtc.cc. And we're certainly going to be telling you more about MyBTC as time goes on, so stay tuned for that. But check out mybtc.cc for investment opportunities.
I'm really excited about this.
It's a cool idea. Yeah, I mean, hopefully we're going to see a proof of concept come up here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. That's what I'm told, at least. So I'll be keeping my fingers crossed for that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Story from the front page of freetalklive.com, as voted and submitted by listeners just like you. This was the top story yesterday, submitted by Genulum. King City, California, AP News reporting residents of a California farming town were grappling Wednesday with the feeling their trust has been violated after learning the acting police chief and a handful of officers were charged with crimes, including selling or giving away the impounded cars of poor Hispanic residents. Yes, that's right. They are stealing cars from people and then illegally profiting from that. The misgivings had been building for some time. Investigators heard people, many unable to speak English, complain that police were taking their cars and money, and there was nothing they could do about it. I'm not at all surprised by the arrests. I'm just surprised there weren't more charges, says restaurateur Vivian Villa, She said Wednesday in Spanish while sizzling a pan of beef in preparation for the lunch rush. She says now maybe some of them are going to feel what we feel when they target us. Later in the day, Villa held a meeting in her little restaurant where about a dozen community members spoke out against police abuse and corruption. Latinos account for nearly 90% of the community of 13,000 people tucked among fields of tomatoes, strawberries, and lettuce along the Salinas River, 150 miles southeast of San Francisco. Farm mechanics Francisco Mendez and Alfonso Perez stopped at a taco stand before heading into work, both described being stopped frequently by police for having tinted windows or broken taillights. Mendez says it just seems like they wanted a reason to pull you over. Tuesday's arrest, which also included a former police chief, came after a six-month probe of the police department launched in September when a visiting investigator there to check out a homicide heard from numerous sources that the community didn't trust its police department. By this week, authorities said they had enough evidence to arrest a total of six people linked to the department for a variety of crimes ranging from bribery to making criminal threats. All officers were quickly released on bail, of course. Wouldn't want them sitting in a jail cell. Ordinary citizens again and again told us they didn't trust the police, said Acting Chief Assistant Monterey County District Attorney Terry Spitz. There are more investigations underway, he said. Tow shop owner Brian Miller, his brother, Acting Police Chief Bruce Miller, and Sergeant Bobby Carrillo were scheduled to be arraigned on Monday on bribery charges after authorities said vehicles impounded from Hispanic immigrants were funneled to the tow yard and then sold or given away. Prosecutors said an undetermined number of vehicles were sold or given away for free when the owners couldn't pay fees to reclaim them. Two people at Miller's Towing in King City refused to comment. Former Chief Dominic David Baldives and Mario Alonso Motu Sr. were set to be arraigned on March 6th for embezzlement of a city-owned Crown Victoria. Officer Jamie Andrade, accused of possession of an assault weapon and illegal storage of a firearm, and Officer Mark Allen Baker, accused of making criminal threats, are also slated for the arraignment. Bruce Miller said the charges were baseless, and his family had received death threats since prosecutors disclosed the details of the case. Messages for Baldives and Miller were not immediately returned, and a man who answered the phone at a listing for Baker hung up when asked about the case. Attorney Michael Schwartz of Ontario, California, is representing two of the officers, said it's important to hold off on judgment until the evidence comes out. And that's true. You know, you do want to not consider someone guilty until they've been proven guilty.
Right.
But I can't say that I'm going to be too friendly towards the police about this. I believe all the claims. I totally believe it. And what's interesting about this case is that the people were so upset that it boiled over into something actually happening. These cops had screwed so many people in the town that they just couldn't get away with it anymore. They just couldn't pretend as though nothing was wrong, that there was nothing corrupt happening in the department. Because it's a small town. Everybody knows. Everybody talks.
Yeah.
This only goes, the cover-up can only go so far. Now, city manager Michael Powers said that all but one of the officers had been put on paid administrative leave during the investigation prior to their arrests, and he hopes to announce a new interim police chief on Thursday. Well, I'm sure that'll clean up the corruption across the board. Let's just appoint a new bureaucrat to the town cop, high cop position, and that'll just change everything, right?
That always fixes everything. It makes all the problems go away everywhere.
Powers said the following. This is, again, the city manager. Obviously, no one should be targeted because of race, but recent immigrants are at something of a disadvantage. They already fear the police. It makes them easy prey. Powers said a community meeting will be held in 2 weeks to try to resolve concerns of angry citizens and those worried about the depleted police force, where 10 of the 17 sworn positions were held by Latinos. State Senate Bill Monning, whose district includes King City, says he was incensed and outraged and thanked the FBI and local authorities for their ongoing pressure. He blathered on for a little bit about how they need to do something, etc., etc. It's a black eye for the city. Complaints of misconduct have been raised during the past few years in this historic agricultural city where John Steinbeck's father settled in the 1890s. And met his wife. With wide streets, historic buildings, and old oaks, parts of the city haven't changed much since Steinbeck wrote of King City and parts of Mice and Men. But some said they're now afraid in the city. I'm not sure who's taking care of the town, said San Lorenzo liquor store owner Mikung Hong, who reopened Wednesday after closing the night before after learning the arrests at a tow yard, which the police often bypassed with impounded cars. George Olivero said many people in the community were aware of the investigation for months. He said in King City, a lot of the people really try to stay away from the police. Cops aren't really helping the people. They focus on helping themselves. Your thoughts are welcome here. 855-453. Dave is in Vegas. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Dave in Vegas, going once. Hello,
hello?
Dave.
Hello?
We got you. Go ahead, sir.
Happened to me yesterday, too. I wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about regarding what we can do about police violation of rights. And I think you guys are doing some great things up in New Hampshire. But I think part of it is, too, is that we need to change some of the actual laws that allow the police to do this. In Las Vegas, they had one of those review boards that you were talking about earlier, and basically it was just a recommendation. So the sheriff just said, well, you know, whatever, I don't care, I'm not going to listen to you. And we had about half the board quit maybe like 4 or 5 months ago because
he
didn't listen. In the state of Nevada, if it's okay, I wanted to read this real quick.
Sure.
There's the law, the adjustable homicide by public officer, if anyone wants to look it up. It's NRS 200.140. So it says, and this is really scary when you listen to this. It says, justifiable homicide by public officer. Homicide is justifiable when committed by a public officer or person acting under the command and in the aid of a public officer in the following cases. And this is where it's like, basically, they can kill you for anything.
All right, stand by. If you want to share that, Dave, we'll bring it back here in a moment.
Sure.
How the cops can legally murder you. It's not murder when they do it. 855-450-FREE. It's justifiable. 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Do you need to lose weight? Then listen up. Right now in your area, a breakthrough weight loss supplement is being given out risk-free to 50 callers of this station. The active ingredient, HCA, is pure, potent, and has been known to cause impressive weight loss. So please take no more than 2 capsules a day. To experience results for yourself, call now. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-311-5680. Garcinia Plus contains all natural ingredients with no chemical additives or preservatives. However, if your weight loss is too rapid, please reduce down to 1 capsule every day. A recently published clinical study found the active ingredient HCA, found in Garcinia cambogia, resulted in significant weight loss by appetite suppressions and reducing emotional eating by boosting serotonin levels. Hurry and call now before risk-free supplies are gone. Call 1-800-311-5680. 1-800-311-5680. That's 1-800-311-5680.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Can bring up what you want here toll free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. You can go check out more of his media content there. Almost all of it is free for you. fpp.cc. Now, nearly free is Pro XPN. $5 a month is what you'll pay. Now, they actually do have a free tier on Pro XPN, so you can go to proxpn.com/FTL and start with their free account right now. But you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account for the humongous cost of $5 a month. Let me tell you what you get for $5 a month. You get protection of your online privacy unlike anything you've ever experienced. What they do for you is they encrypt your data. Whether you're on a laptop, whether you're on a smartphone, whether you're on a desktop machine, a tablet, they have software for Microsoft, for Windows, for Macintosh. They have iPhone and iPad software. They have Android software. There's also a way to make it work with Linux as well. So whatever operating system you're running, they probably have an app for it. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app for your operating system, get it installed, and immediately you are encrypted. Everything you send and receive from your computer is encrypted by ProXPN's software, sent to the ProXPN server, and if you've got the premium account, you get to choose which server worldwide that you connect to. Sent to their server, and from there, it is decrypted and released to the internet. So what that does is it means that your internet service provider, you keep your same ISP. ProXPN's just software you run on your computer. It's not a new ISP. You keep your existing ISP, your internet service provider, but they don't know what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and they may keep those logs up to 5 years. So ProXPN does not log your online activities. What you want to do is go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the app there, get started with it right now, and then when you're ready, you can upgrade. Use our discount code on the premium account. The discount code is FTL20. That gives you 20% off for the lifetime of the account. So as long as you have ProXPN, you get that price break. If you buy the annual package, that brings the price down to $5 per month. So you protect your location by connecting to one of their servers, meaning that it looks like you're somewhere else in the world to all the websites you visit. You protect your privacy from internet service provider snooping or other snoops like Wi-Fi packet sniffing. Or possibly if you're like a coffee shop, having the coffee shop admin or at school or the work admin, these people won't know what you're doing anymore because they're just passing along encrypted data. So it's very, very useful, very handy, and it'll help you get around internet blocks. So if you're visiting another country, let's say China, where you can't search for certain terms using ProXPN, you can. Your internet access will be unfettered with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code FTL20 to get 20% off for the life of the account. If you want to save even more, use Bitcoin on the annual plan. Save 33% that way, so you can get an even better deal with Bitcoin. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. And don't forget, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So there's nothing to lose but your privacy. Dave, back with us in Vegas. You were talking about what's called justifiable homicide. Now, this is only applicable to police officers. Is that right?
For the state of, the state of Nevada. Yeah, it's not for
anybody. I have a feeling
you'll
find that in other states as well.
Probably. And I just wanted to say real quick, because I thought it was during the break, our sheriff was nominated for this Ferris E. Lucas Award for Sheriff of the Year. And one of the reasons, and this is a quote from the head of the committee, was based on what he's done for the Office of Sheriff and the NSA, which is a little scary in itself.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
We have one of those fusion centers here, and I'm sure you're familiar with that. So, going back to the actual law, so it's a justifiable homicide by police officer, so it's only or public officer. Homicide is justifiable when committed by a public officer or person acting under the command and in the aid of a public officer in the following cases. And there's a list of cases, but it's pretty, small sentences, so I can go through it real quick. In obedience to the judgment of a competent court, when necessary to overcome actual resistance to the execution of the legal process, mandate or order of a court or officer, or in the discharge of a legal duty, which kind of sounds like, okay, if someone's getting in the way of you doing your job, you have the right
to murder them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
In attempting by lawful ways or means to apprehend or arrest a person, in lawful suppression or riot or preserving the peace, in protecting against the imminent threat to the life of a person. The other one, sorry, that I missed is in retaking an escaped or rescued prisoner who has been committed, arrested for, or convicted of a felony. And that happened here. There was in 2005, there was a 17-year-old kid. He was arrested for murder, but he was handcuffed in the back of the car. Somehow he got out of the handcuffs and ran, and they shot him in the back and killed him. Everyone's like, well, he's a murderer, but he never got his day in court. Of course, they, presented that narrative like, oh, he was guilty and whatever. But
there's a rule that says if you've been arrested for a felony, if you're being held on a felony charge and you attempt to escape, then they can kill you.
Yeah.
As I understand it.
Yeah. It's basically what it's like. Or if you're, if you committed a felony or been arrested for one, and you're
right. And remember, it's easy to get a felony these days. Anybody with that records a phone call in the right circumstances in the right states is committing a felony. Anybody with over an ounce of marijuana in a lot of places is committing a felony. The
straw purchases of alcohol in
straw purchases.
If I buy alcohol for you, Ian, you are not allowed in the liquor store.
That's true.
In New Hampshire.
I'm banned forever.
If I purchase alcohol for you, that's a straw purchase.
They never said I couldn't buy alcohol. They just banned me from...
You can't buy liquor.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire, the only place that you can purchase liquor legally is from the liquor store that you are not allowed to go to.
No, I get what you're saying. So you mean like...
If I purchase it for you, that's a straw purchase.
If a teenager were to ask you to buy alcohol, that'd be a straw purchase?
If you ask me to buy you liquor, it's a straw purchase.
I see. But it's not
which
illegal.
Which is illegal. It is illegal.
For me to buy liquor?
For me to buy it for you.
Hmm.
It's a straw purchase.
I gotcha. Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to add real quick about this, that the number two in here basically says that you can pretty much shoot anybody who's interfering with your executing your duties. So they don't have to be a threat. They don't have to, word is just thrown around anyway, but oh, well, you're interfering with this, so sorry, I'll shoot you. And they've gotten away with so many shootings.
Yeah, it helps if their image, if they say, I was afraid for my life. You're right. Yeah. They don't have to say that by their own rules. All they just have to point out was, well, I was in the process of making an arrest and I wanted to shoot this person
and
were in my way.
From what I've heard, the Metro Police in Las Vegas have never lost a coroner's inquest.
What does that mean? They've never been
asked? I don't believe so.
If they kill someone, right, and then they write down, this is what happened, this is how he got killed, and then when the coroner does his investigation,
he always agrees.
The coroner always agrees with the Metro Police.
I bet he does. Dave, thanks for your call tonight. Yep. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. But don't worry. The corrupt cop stories don't end at King City, California. There's another one from somewhat nearby San Francisco, same state at least. San Francisco Police Chief Greg Schur spoke at a news conference, the so-called Hall of Justice, regarding five San Francisco police officers who've been indicted for extortion and drug dealing. Story from SFIST.com. Boom, they say. Today, five active police officers and one former cop were indicted on charges of extortion, drug dealing, and theft, and falsifying police reports, just to name a few, while working for the SFPD. The officers preyed upon people living the city's SROs. I don't know what that stands for. I'm going to guess welfare, but I don't know. The cops, who worked at the Southern Station at the time, are also alleged to have conspired to distribute controlled substances against civil rights and to commit theft concerning federally funded programs. Boy, these guys just had all kinds of rackets going on. During a news conference at the Hall of Justice, a visibly shaken police chief Greg Schur told reporters, quote, I don't know that it gets any worse than this, other than an officer involved serious injury or death. When the public trust is betrayed by sitting San Francisco or any police officer, this is not only a betrayal of the public's trust, but also a betrayal of all the men and women of the San Francisco Police Department who work hard every day to do what they can to keep San Francisco safe. Now, you know, when the police chief is speaking out against the officers in question, things have really gone south. Because normally the police chief will defend his officers. Well, we don't know. We've got to wait till blah, blah, blah. No, well, he's actually coming out and making a statement against them. So this is a pretty serious story. We'll continue with it here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. Plus, on the way, we'll tell you about trolls and why they start flame wars. Daryl has the story on the way in Hour 3.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.